Yeah. And you have a dog that you rescued from a pound in Louisiana, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the name of your dog?
He's called Bear.
Bear. That's a good name for a dog. That's the kind of dog you were looking for, Taylor, right?
Obsessed.
He was supposed to be a big man's dog, but he just kind of got stunted.
He is a big man's dog.
He looks, it's a deceptive picture.
Is it just the head or something?
Yeah, he I don't know why he looks so big in that picture. I wanted to see the old
mammalia.
Well, his tongue certainly looks big anyway. Is his tongue too long for his mouth or something?
Yeah, I think he's...
It's like a Gene Simmons dog or something.
It's like a curtain.
It is like a curtain. Was it a puppy when you got it from the pound?
Yeah, he was like 5 weeks old.
And it was kind of like towards the end of its time there, right? Is that what I read?
He was in a 5-day kill shelter, and it was on his fourth day.
Wow. Lucky dog that you walked in that day.
And a couple of days later, just by coincidence, I had to go back to LA, and this is not my usual way of traveling, but we had like a private plane. And so I took him from like the worst pound in Monroe, Louisiana, and he was sitting on a private jet.
On a private jet?
It's
that's
really
hilarious.
Weird.
That's
awesome.
Having a cocktail looking out the window. So long, suckers!
We were staying at the Four Seasons afterwards, and I didn't have any dog food, so I got him a little plate of prosciutto.